This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest.
Welcome in 2021 to the Remembrance Day contest, Australia's biggest and most significant annual amateur radio competition. I'm Peter Ellis, VK1PE, formerly a full-time officer in the Navy and now reservist. With the RD contest, we consider the roles that amateurs played in World War II and honour the brave service men, and they were only men, who were killed during the hostilities. However, they would want us to have fun. So for 24 hours, the amateur bands will be at their busiest for the whole year, and please be involved. The rules for this weekend's contest were published by the WIA and are available on site at www.wia.org.au. There is no obligation to participate, but even with 30 minutes on air, your involvement will make a difference if you submit a log. If this is your first RD, go for it. If you have done many, history says that you'll enjoy the experience again. This contest is for us amateurs, just as it has been every year since the late 1940s. We conduct the RD contest for 24 hours on the weekend closest to the day called VP Day, Victory in the Pacific Day. This day formally marks the end of World War II. So each year in the RD, we spend a little time in quiet contemplation prior to this 0300 Zulu start, while we remember those amateurs and others who didn't make it back, but whose efforts help us to save the nation. And from 0300 Zulu, we celebrate in a joyous way by competing together for up to 24 hours in a state versus state race to win the most on-air context. This year, we'll be hearing from the Vice President of the WIA, Lee Moyle, VK3GK, and the President, Scott Williams, VK3KJ, and have a reading of the names of amateur radio operators known to have been killed during World War II.
Good afternoon. I am Lee Moyle, VK3GK, and Vice President of the Wireless Institute of Australia. This weekend, by participating in the Remembrance Day contest, we commemorate and acknowledge the commitment and ultimate sacrifice many of our servicemen and women made during World War II. Whether they were Army, Navy, Air Force, or part of the ancillary support services, their commitment allows us the freedoms we have today. Tomorrow is the 15th of August, which is the same date hostilities ceased in the Pacific 76 years ago. I have participated in many RD contests over the years and plan to operate in the RD 2021 this weekend as well. While operating in this weekend's RD contest, please remember the reason we are here. Enjoy the moment by not only exchanging signal reports, but have a chat to the other operators and share some stories with others. Also, please make sure you remember to submit your log and to show your support. You never know, you may even get a place or a certificate to help your state gain the trophy until next year's RD contest. Good luck in the contest.
Hello, this is Scott Williams, VK3KJ, and President of the Wireless Institute of Australia. Let me extend a warm welcome on behalf of the WIA to all of those participating in the 2021 Remembrance Day contest. This important contest commemorates amateur radio operators that lost their lives serving their country. The 15th of August, or the weekend closest to this date, marks the date that hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific. This weekend, the contest will take place on the 14th and 15th of August, but despite many parts of Australia will be in lockdown due to COVID-19 or have restrictions placed upon you, what better way to get on air this weekend and make a few contacts? Please take a moment to remember those who lost their lives and served our nation. We look forward to your active participation in the contest this weekend, and on behalf of all those at the WIA, good luck in the contest.
We pay tribute to these members of the Wireless Institute of Australia who paid the supreme sacrifice. Royal Australian Navy, J.E. Mann, VK3IE, A.H.G. Ripon, VK6GR. Australian Military Forces, C.D. Roberts, VK2JV, J.D. Morris, VK3DQ, J. McCandlish, VK3HN, S.W. Jones, VK3SF, D.A. Laws, VK4DR, J.G. Phillips, VK5BW, K.S. Anderson, VK6KS. Royal Australian Air Force, F.W.S. Eastern, VK2BQ, V.J.E. Jarvis, VK2VJ, W. Abbott, VK2YK, G.C. Curl, VK2AJB, T. Stevens, VK3GO, M.D. Orr, VK3OR, J.F. Colthrop, VK3PL, J.A. Burridge, VK3UW, J.E. Snadden, VK3VE, F.J. Starr, VK4FS, R. Allen, VK4PR, C.A. Ives, VK5AF, B. James, VK5BL, J.E. Goddard, VK6JG, P.P. Patterson, VK6PP, and Merchant Marine, N.E. Gunter, VK3NG, and R.P. Veal, VK3PV. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. And the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
Now to our official speaker. The Director General of Chaplaincy Navy is responsible to the Chief of Navy through the Deputy Chief. He is the Chair of the Chaplain's Leadership Team, which provides advice on religious matters and policies on religious practices, provision of religious and pastoral care for RAN personnel and their families, spiritual support, religious rituals and ceremonial support, the values, ethics and morals and professional standards. Principal Chaplain Andrew Lewis was born in Newcastle, New South Wales, and joined the Royal Australian Naval College in 1985, graduated from the Australian Defence Force Academy, and served as a supply officer in a number of ships, including as deputy supply officer in the escort HMAS Torrens and the supply officer in the frigate Sydney. His final logistic appointment was as Commander Logistics at Fleet Headquarters in 2004. So in 2005, Chaplain Lewis entered the in-service chaplaincy training scheme, returning as an ordained Anglican minister and chaplain in 2010. His service as a chaplain has included postings ashore to HMA establishments Watson, Waterhen and Cuttable and the Defence Academy. Sea postings as a chaplain included HMA ships Toowoomba and Parramatta and then HMAS Canberra as fleet coordinating chaplain. Senior chaplaincy appointments included senior staff officer chaplaincy in Navy headquarters and director of chaplaincy joint training at the Australian Defence Force Academy. In 2020, Chaplain Lewis was selected to attend the Defence and Strategic Studies course before appointment as Director General of Chaplaincy Navy. Chaplain Lewis deployed operationally as both a supply officer and a chaplain, as a supply officer to Somalia in 1994, with the United Nations in East Timor in 1999 in HMAS Sydney, and as RAN Liaison Officer Bahrain in 2002, as a chaplain to the Middle East in 2013 in Toowoomba, and Border Protection in HMAS Parramatta. Chaplain Lewis is a graduate of the RAN Staff Course of 1997 and Defence Strategic Studies Course of 2020, and holds a Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Theology, Master of Defence Studies, Master of Business Administration, and Master of International Relations. Chaplain Lewis is celebrating over 30 years of marriage to Dr. Joanne Lewis, PhD, a nurse and senior academic at the University of Technology, Sydney. They have two adult daughters, and in his spare time, Andrew is an active member of his local church, enjoys watching rugby, he enjoys running and cycling, and his two-year-old grandson, Jack. I have a two-year-old granddaughter. I can sympathise. Andrew, it appears that we've never met before, and I thought I knew all naval chaplains.
Yes, Peter, I'm surprised by that as well. You know, I've been hanging around here for 38 years, and I've known Peter Ellis's, but not you.
There was a supply officer commander, Peter Ellis.
And I worked for him back in the early 1990s, is it, when I was a young lieutenant.
Anyway. With thanks from the Wireless Institute of Australia and Australia's Amateurs, thank you for being the speech maker for the Remembrance Day contest.
Thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here. As I reflected on my connection with radio operators, I was initially reminded when I first started going to sea in the late 1980s that it was the radio operators who organised the sending of flowers home to loved ones. But then as I thought about the connection and the similarity between chaplaincy and amateur radio operators in World War II, I saw a stronger connection. I thought about how the Coast Watchers allowed Navy to fulfil their mission. Similarly, chaplains allowed Navy to fulfil their mission of providing hope during war through the delivery of pastoral care and religious and spiritual support to all members of the Royal Australian Navy and their families. At the outbreak of World War II, there were 9 full-time chaplains in the Navy. 30 ended up serving full-time during the war, and another 33 were reservists, many of whom served at sea as well. 3 Navy chaplains were to die, and 1 was to survive as a POW. A number were also to survive the sinking of their ship, one of whom was Chaplain Lawrence Nash. Nash served in HMAS Canberra in the 1942 Battle of Guadalcanal, and specifically the Naval Battle of Savo Island, where Canberra was one of 4 heavy cruisers lost on the 9th of August 1942. Nash had joined the ship in May, only to be sunk 3 months later. Then as we roll forward, as we reflect on the end of the war and victory in the Pacific, I'm reminded of Chaplain Cyril Alcorn in HMAS Shropshire, who wrote in his final report in 1945, "The year 1945 has been a year of destiny for the world. Our enemies have been overthrown. People in bondage are throwing off their chains, and those who have lived in a nightmare world of fear are also emerging from an age of darkness and cruelty. For HMAS Shropshire, this year has been marked on the one hand by intense action and strenuous endeavour, and on the other hand by spirited joy and deep gratitude. Since World War II and still today, Navy chaplaincy delivers hope through the provision of pastoral care and spiritual support to all members of the Royal Australian Navy and their families, so that Navy is better placed to fulfil its mission. Our sailors, soldiers and airmen are no longer in Afghanistan, but this year on the front lines of assistance to community in Sydney during the COVID pandemic, as they were in Melbourne in 2020. The week before and after the Remembrance Day contest, we will remember in the 1942 Battle of Guadalcanal, and specifically the Naval Battle of Savo Island, and the loss of the Australian cruiser HMAS Canberra. And then we'll also reflect on the 1945 victory in the Pacific and the end of World War II. While there is conflict in various parts of the world, and Australians continue to serve proudly, since the last Remembrance Day contest, we can be thankful that no Australian service personnel have been killed while serving on deployment. Radio amateurs of Australia, New Zealand and Papua New Guinea, on this weekend nearest the anniversary of VP Day, it is my great pleasure to formally declare the Remembrance Day contest for 2021 open.
Thank you to our speakers, and now it is time for the contest.